Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider. How are you? It's Monday night, the 24th of September here, is, and we're so glad that you're with us for the program, and glad to have you along. Looks like we're going to have, we had planned for tomorrow night to have Dr. Jerome Corsi on. He's on the line tonight. We're going to do it tonight. We're going to get down and talk North American Union here for the next 2 hours. This is going to be a good program. If you've not seen his book, The Late Great USA, you need to get a copy of it. This is an incredibly well-researched book. I have been pouring through it, and I've been reading, and he goes back through the history of how all of this works and where we're headed. And we have a lot of other news that has been occurring here over the last few days, the last couple of weeks, that would certainly want to ask him about. Definitely the deal with the Carlyle Group in Abu Dhabi. There's tons of stuff we're going to talk about here. We will entertain your calls at the top of the hour at 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. So a lot to go through tonight. Later in the week, on Friday night, we've got Jerry E. Smith with us. We're going to talk about HAARP and a number of other subjects like global warming and other things as well. And I've been working on getting a man named Lucas. We've had him on the program before, and he did a documentary, just a 10-minute piece of film, where he went through the streets of Austin asking people four simple questions. Who is the Vice President of the United States? What year did 9/11 occur in? What's the First Amendment? And who's the Secretary of Defense? The bulk of the people that he spoke to could not answer any of those questions, which is very alarming. And when I saw that, I thought, oh my, do we really have our work cut out for us? So we will hopefully have Lucas on one night this week to talk about that and a bunch of other subjects. There's tons of news. So many things are happening. We've got Ahmadinejad here in the country, and I know Jerry will have his own thoughts about that. He did a book called Atomic Iran, and we're going to have a great, great discussion here tonight. I hope everybody had a great weekend. They never last long enough. They go poof, poof, poof too quickly. But I'm glad to be back here for another full week of broadcast here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The show is also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. So hello to everyone over there. My website is www.midnightridershow.com. That's midnightridershow.com. There's a chat link at the very top. You can click on that and join all the folks that are in the chat room right now who are chatting and talking about a number of subjects. As a matter of fact, survival and being prepared has been one of the main topics in there this evening, and you might find that interesting as well. Plus, I've got a handy-dandy email link if you've got thoughts and suggestions about the program, things you hear, guest ideas, information, and I have information sent to me all the time, and it does make it to the show. I don't always get to answer everybody's emails, but every email gets read and gone over, and I do my best to look at every item that you send me and that type of thing. So excellent, and it's great to have everybody on and listening, and we'll come back here in just a couple of minutes. We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi. His book is The Late Great USA. I'm excited about the show. I've been really pumped up about knowing he was coming on. And we're going to really have some time to sit down and talk about a number of things. Back here in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our guest, he's a has his PhD from Harvard University, has written a number of fine books. One of them we missed mentioned earlier was Atomic Iran and Peak Oil Stranglehold, I believe, and also he was involved with the writing the book about the Swift Boats and John Kerry. Welcome to the program tonight, a regular on WorldNet Daily. The guy that broke this story about the North American Union, Dr. Jerome Corsi. How are you, sir?
Mike, great pleasure and honor to be with you. Thank you.
It is always a pleasure to have you on, and it seems like since the last time we had you on, quite a bit has happened. We've got the driver's license issue that's come out, and a number of things that seem to be rolling. It looks like, despite what the official government word is, that this doesn't exist, they seem to be working overtime to make it all come to fruition.
Well, it's like I point out in my book, The Late Great USA, Mike, it's the evidence is overwhelming. I mean, I've got 30 pages of footnotes, and almost every one of those footnotes is a website. You can go see the government websites for yourself, and, you know, George Bush is reminding me of the country western song, you know, the guy found in bed with his mistress, and, you know, the wife's got to decide who he's going to believe, the guy lying to her or her own lying eyes. You know, and you've got all the evidence here that there is a great deal of North American integration going on. And I think our lying eyes are going to prove to us that we're not conspiracy theorists to say we're 6 years into a war on terror. Why are the borders with Mexico and Canada wide open? We've got 10% of Mexico's population now living in the United States as Mexican national citizens, with 47 consular offices here from Mexico to protect their civil rights as Mexican nationals living in our midst. I mean, why is that? We've already become a dual country. Are we supposed to ignore that evidence? I don't think these are things the Bush administration easily can answer or wants us to ask. Why are the Mexican trucks being jammed down the throat of the Congress, the American people? We've voted overwhelmingly many times now to keep the Mexican trucks out because they're not safe. It's really a joke. There's not a single drug testing laboratory in all of Mexico that's been certified, and the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration is going to allow the Mexican drivers to submit their specimens to U.S. labs without knowing where the specimens came from. I mean, the U.S. truckers ought to be outraged at that for the amount of alcohol and drug testing U.S. drivers have to go through. A U.S. driver gets a DWI on their private license, they're going to lose their commercial driver's license. In Mexico, you wouldn't even know it happened. There's no national criminal database. It's a drug cartel-controlled, corrupt country. And even the drug smuggler in the Border Patrol case, Ramos and Campion, the two agents, two Border Patrol agents who were in prison for 11, 12 years for shooting after a fleeing Mexican drug smuggler. A drug smuggler, Aldrete Davila, testified at the trial. And guess what? He admitted bringing 750 pounds of marijuana across the border, and he had a valid Mexico commercial driver's license the day he did the incident. I mean,
right, and I've heard that since that the Ramos and Campion case, I think, is finally going to be appealed.
Well, there's appeals going on. There was more notice about that today on the internet. It looks like someone also filed another appeal for the agents in a district court, but their appeal is going on. I think their appeal is going to take about a year, no matter what happens. They're going to be in prison for about a year, even if they get a new trial. And this is a travesty, too, because President Bush refused to ask for clemency. If President Bush had just lifted a finger, these two Border Patrol agents could have been out while their appeals were proceeding. But it's been just vindictive on Bush's part to have them in prison. If they get a new trial and they are found, you know, the charges dismissed in a new trial, found innocent, this will be prison time they would never have had to serve.
Yeah, you know, and this is something that we've talked about before, and you mentioned it in your opening remarks, the fact that 6 years into a supposed war on terror, and our borders are still wide open, yet on the news they talk regularly about the worry of suitcase nukes coming in with Arabs, and the fact that they found Qurans and other Muslim paraphernalia in the desert, but yet absolutely nothing is done about it.
Well, that's right. I mean, I put up point on the book, there's a case, this Muhammad Qurani, he's in federal prison. He bribed Mexican officials in Beirut. He came across the border with coyotes and set up in Dearborn, Michigan, and was sending money back to Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. Now, with that kind of evidence around, I mean, Bush knows, well, I can send him the case number. Bush knows that, you know, terrorists have come across the border. It makes absolutely no sense to say we've got a war on terror. It makes the whole war on terror a lie, plain and simple. It demands explanation, and the explanation is that Bush and the Security and Prosperity Partnership in North America promised, and I think the promise was especially given to his good amigo, Vicente Fox, that the border with Mexico would be kept wide open.
That's the one promise he's kept.
It's one promise he's kept. You know, I mean, that's what he's kept. And the border is completely wide open. I mean, you know, it's a joke going down to the border. Anybody who's spent any time in the border knows that it's wide open. We've got a drug war going on. The vast majority of the drugs are coming across in trucks. And Bush is down in Mexico, having this Mexican trucking experiment, which, again, is another lie. I mean, I wrote in WorldNet Daily, I went down and read the Spanish websites, the government websites in Mexico in Spanish, and Mary Peters, Department of Transportation, secretary in February was sitting in front of this Transportes Olympic office. I have a photograph of her at WorldNet Daily announcing that they were going to be the first trucking company. It's in Nuevo León, the state in Mexico south of Laredo.
Right.
There's the governor of the state at the podium. He's saying, we're now going to extend the Trans-Texas Corridor south. It's going to be the Trans-North America Corridor. And that announcement's not made in the United States about this trucking company or the Trans-North America Corridor. It was about 3 weeks ago on a Thursday at 9 p.m., when everybody was just back from Labor Day in the Congress. The Bush administration is jamming this Mexican trucking experiment through Congress, and we finally hear the name of the company, the first company, Transportes Olympic. But that was announced in February in Mexico. You just had to go south and read the websites in Spanish.
Right.
And, it's a lie to the American people. The Bush administration doesn't announce from February the name of this company that they've already picked. Because, we're all so stupid. None of us are supposed to read Spanish. So I guess the administration figures they can go down and say whatever they want in Spanish in Mexico because nobody up here is going to bother to read it.
Yeah, and Jerry, my wife occasionally will go to a website where she plays spades and pinochle online, and she was playing a game the other day with a guy who's an independent trucker. He had absolutely no clue of what was going on, and she began talking to him. He said, "Oh, well, they're going to have to follow our regulations," and she said, "No," and she sent him to a couple of your articles, and he came back a few minutes later and says, "Oh my God."
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a joke that they're going to follow our regulations.
Right.
I mean, they're supposed to keep a logbook. Well, if our truckers don't have that logbook complete from one stop, the last stop they made, to where they're going now, and they get stopped by a highway patrolman, they're likely to lose their commercial driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, now you got a Mexican truck driver, and the highway patrol says, "Let me see your logbook." And the truck driver says, "What logbook? I don't have one. Or I forgot to put the entry in."
Right.
Now the Federal Highway Patrolman is going to say, "Okay, well, you're off the road." Immediately, there's going to be a discrimination suit filed in the Federal mm-hmm. Highway Patrol that they're discriminating against Spanish.
Right. Yeah.
And they're all supposed to speak English, all these drivers. I'm sure that when they get asked questions by State Highway Patrol in a state like Vermont or Minnesota or whatever, the first two words in English out of the truck driver's mouth are going to be "no comprendo."
Right.
And what are you going to do about that? Again, they're going to be under a different standard, just like the illegal immigrants are under a different standard. If in a sanctuary city, if a policeman says, "Are you a Mexican citizen?" policeman could be put in jail.
Right. Yeah. And there's already been an instance where I believe it was in Arizona, where you had one of these Mexican trucks within that 25-mile border zone going down an interstate highway and just rolls right over a vehicle and kills a family full of folks in it.
The day it was debated in the Senate, and Senator Dorgan, who is a Democrat from North Dakota, was proposing the amendment that passed overwhelmingly, that I believe the vote was like 75 to 23, that no funds could be used in this Mexican trucking experiment. He had an easel in the Senate, and he had pictures on it, because the day before, a truck down in Piedras Negras, down in Mexico, blew up. It had 25 tons of ammonium nitrate
right.
in it. The guy was trying to pass another vehicle, and got in a collision. The truck blew up and blew a crater in the road.
Wow. Just hold right there, Jerry. Got a break. Back in just a minute, our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. His book is The Late Great USA. Don't go anywhere. This is The Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism.
Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest tonight is Dr. Jerome Corsi. You can read his writings on almost a daily basis on the conservative website worldnetdaily.com. And he's had some really hard-hitting articles as of late. Yeah, Jerry, when my wife told me about this trucker, I thought, oh my gosh, we are really in trouble. And I think the one thing that had surprised me is that as these Mexican trucks begin to come across the border, that there weren't our own trucks with American truckers lined up down at the border to keep them from coming across. I was really shocked by that.
Well, they're going to do it one at a time. I mean, the Department of Transportation's doing it in the middle of the night. The first truck came across at 2 in the morning on a Saturday morning. They're only letting a few in right now. They're going to do the drip, you know, slow torture method.
Right.
It'll be. 12 months before there's thousands of trucks, and by that time, they expect that the American people will just have accepted it. I mean, they're studied incrementalists, that want to create this North American Union plan, and they know that if they take things one step at a time, you know, it's a little green frog in the pot of water analogy. Mm-hmm. They turn the heat on the stove and, you know, put the frog in the pot of water. The frog will boil to death. If the pot, you know, if the frog were dropped in the boiling water, he'd jump out and live.
Right.
And they understand that methodology, so it's one truck at a time, all the while denying anything that would be negative to the idea of the truck experiment going forward. It's, by the way, it's not an experiment. This whole idea of a demonstration, what the Bush administration is saying in Mexico, and Mexico's reporting in Spanish on the government websites, is that there'll be 100 trucking companies approved, and, you know, it'll take a year, and then at the end of the year, it'll just keep going.
Incredible. And at that point, by that point in time, you've got 100 different companies with access to trucking here in the United States. That's effectively going to put a number of these trucking companies in the U.S. out of business.
Well, what'll happen is that the U.S. trucking companies will begin going to Mexico and buying or creating subsidiaries,
right,
and they'll operate as Mexican trucking companies back into the United States, even though they're U.S. companies. They'll just operate under Mexican rules, Mexican drivers, etc. So all the big trucking companies will just stake out a position and go buy one of these Mexican trucking companies and turn around and operate the rigs in the United States through that Mexican subsidiary.
And you'll effectively kiss the independent owner-operators goodbye at that point.
It'll take between 5 and 10 years, and then the whole structure of U.S. truck driving will be destroyed. You won't be able to earn a living at it the way it's being done today. Only the Mexicans will be able to drive because they'll be paying substandard wages. This whole future that we're going into under the globalism is going to be one in which Americans are, by and large, not going to be able to earn a living working. It's going to become a two-tier society, very much like Mexico is. Even the globalist Alan Blinder, professor at Princeton University, advised Clinton to sign NAFTA. He's a big free trade guy. And by the way, this free trade stuff is a lot of baloney. This is not free trade. It's all one way to China's benefit. So Blinder now says we're going to lose 40 million jobs in outsourcing in the next two decades. And the reality is that if you allow American companies to go to China and use slaves, or you let Bill Gates go to India and get his computer scientists, there'll be no job that Americans do that you can't find done somewhere else cheaper. In China, in Mexico, in South America, in Malaysia, you name it. There'll be some slave somewhere. And, you know, if given long enough, they'll just go create slaves. I mean, we've had to stop that already in Jordan. We passed these free trade acts where, you know, free trade laws and free trade agreements where we don't have any anti-slave provisions anymore. Classical free trade would have had anti-slave provisions, would have had provisions prohibiting a country like China to subsidize its currency. But we don't do that anymore because our multinational corporations don't like those provisions. They basically like to return to a condition of employment before the Civil War. And if you allow some of these multinational corporations to use African-American slaves in southern agricultural businesses, they'd probably reinstitute cotton farming.
Yeah, and what's interesting, though, Jerry, is that down in Mexico, you know, when they benefited from the inception of NAFTA, where plants began to move down there, they've already got plants moving out. And just as you said, they're already going to Indonesia.
And to China. I mean, Mexico has lost a tremendous number of jobs to China. This whole free trade system is nothing but a farce whose ultimate benefit is the multinational corporations who want slave labor. They're going to lie to everybody else while they send the jobs to slaves in China or somewhere else.
Yeah, back in just a minute. Jerry Corsi is our guest tonight. Our number is 800-313-9443. We'll take calls at the top of the hour if you want to get ready to talk with Dr. Jerome Corsi right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. It is Monday, September the 24th, 2007. Glad you're with us. Our guest tonight is Dr. Jerome Corsi. His book is The Late Great USA. If you haven't gotten it, you need to get it because he breaks out exactly how this is going down, how it's happening, and even the history behind all of this. And Jerry, you really start the book off well by giving a history of how the European Union formed, briefly kind of go over that for the audience and kind of give them an idea of how the EU formed? I mean, it wasn't something that happened overnight.
That's right, Mike. It took 50 years. I mean, 50 years ago this year, the elitists and the multinational corporations in Europe that wanted a European Union started with a coal and steel agreement, the Treaty of Rome. And you had elitists like Jean Monnet, who's probably the top architect of the European Union. He was a Frenchman, and he hated German nationalism. He felt the Germans had started two world wars, and, of course, he felt the French lost without the help of the United States. So he wanted basically to destroy Germany, make sure Germany couldn't rise again. And he knew he couldn't confront German nationalism directly, but by a series of trade agreements, Monnet felt that eventually the countries would have to agree to regional judicial and legal processes, which would end up compromising their sovereignty. And that's the route that they took in Europe. And they went through a European common market, a European customs union, a European community, and always creating a fait accompli. So when the people did vote, what they were voting on was already in place. It was impossible to reverse it. What were we going to do? Break up the European common market after it had been established? Now they've got a European passport that supersedes the national passports. Their national currencies are gone. The EU bureaucrats in Brussels and Luxembourg are firmly in charge, telling the individual countries what laws they can pass. And I'm saying here we're on the same kind of a stealth, you know, process of incrementalism. First they put in place something that fundamentally changes the status of our relationships with Mexico and Canada. And then down the road, after there's 20% of Mexico's population living in the United States as Mexican citizens, or do we need 50% under the Mexican flag with Mexican consular offices here to protect their civil rights as Mexican nationals? Eventually, we become a dual country. And it really doesn't make any difference anymore whether we vote or not. We'll have Mexicans voting in U.S. elections, whether they're legal or not legal. Sanctuary cities declared all over the place. And you basically have counties and states and cities and maybe even states voting to say, hey, we don't, we're more Mexico than we are United States. It's already happening in certain places in Arizona and New Mexico and California. Until there's 50% of Mexico's population living here. And Mike, I love this story on the North Carolina driver's license. I want to make sure we cover this.
Yes, indeed.
First hour. I mean, I wrote a story on WorldNet Daily. Anybody who's listening right now, they've got a new one of the North Carolina driver's licenses. Take it out of your wallet and look on the back. You'll have a hologram of a North America on the back. You know, and it's... By the way, they're saying, oh, it's a hologram of the Western Hemisphere. No, it's not the Western Hemisphere. It's North America. South America is not included.
Right.
And it's almost identical to the logo of the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America. It's even got the lines of latitude to show the globe. And I put a picture of it in WorldNet Daily. It's pretty remarkable. I called up the Division of Motor Vehicles in North Carolina, because I couldn't believe it when I saw it. And it took me a while to get a spokesperson. I finally got this Marge Howell from the North Carolina DMV. And she said to me, it's a security element that will eventually be on the back of every driver's license in North America. I said, Ms. Howell, don't you mean North Carolina? She said, no, North America. Well, it was produced by the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, which is a tax-exempt group, all the states of the United States, all the provinces of Canada, and the government of Mexico belong. And it was created as a North American standard, the first North American Union driver's license, so that you can tell whether the license was issued appropriately by a jurisdiction in North America. And the hologram has encrypted in it not only the state or the province of Canada that issued the license, but also your name, your number, your ID, so scanners can identify you as a North American. And I think it's shocking. If people just take out their license and look at the back of it, you've got to ask yourself, a hologram of North America doing on the back of your North Carolina driver's license.
Right, and it's likely to be piggybacked with this real ID.
Of course.
Which they've put off till 2009, but you and I both know, Jerry, that the states that have rejected this so far will eventually crumble when the federal government comes back to them and says, okay, you either accept this or we take away your highway funds.
Precisely.
And just like with seatbelt laws and the legal drinking age, those things were brought about in the 80s, every state will cave in and go right along with it.
Well, it's already happening. I mean, take a look at the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Right.
This 4 football fields wide highway that, you know, Spain is going to finance and own the operating rights on for 50 years after it's built. The Texas legislature passed several laws, you know, to destroy the idea of creating this highway. In fact, a 2-year moratorium was one of their laws. The governor vetoed them all. Most were vetoed after the legislature was out of session. Texas legislature doesn't come back into session for 2 more years. Well, while this controversy was going on, the Federal Highway Administration wrote a letter to the Texas Department of Transportation, and they said, if you have a moratorium, we'll take away your federal highway funds.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes the strong arm, and as you said, trying to oppose any of these things. Wait until they want to extend the Trans-Texas Corridor up to Oklahoma, which they're already talking about doing.
Right.
I'll be in Oklahoma at the end of this week going to a meeting trying to prevent this. But already the legislatures are bringing in the PPP experts, the public-private partnership experts. This guy Richard Poole from the Reason Foundation, he's been out promoting PPPs for a long time. He's speaking in Oklahoma. And by the way, calling anybody who doesn't like his ideas, we're all xenophobes. You know, we hate Mexicans because we don't want to sell our highways to Spain. You know, I mean, these things are, you couldn't make this stuff up, Mike.
Oh, I know. And that's the thing. And it's not, look, I love the Mexican people. I love their culture. I love their sense of family. But at the same time, I don't appreciate the fact that they're here to take food off of my table. In the end, that's what's going to happen.
And also, you know, it's like Robert Frost said, you know, walls make good neighbors.
Right.
If we've got a drug war going on down in Mexico. We've got corruption going down in Mexico. If you go over to Nuevo Laredo and try to write the stuff I write on WorldNet Daily and see how long you live.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly,
you know.
Because you wouldn't make it the day.
I wouldn't make it till noon. You know, they show up with pistoles in the middle of the office.
Right.
You know, forget it. I mean, there's $250 billion of drugs coming across the border. The FBI is telling me now that you've got MS-13, the criminal gang, tattooed head to toe from El Salvador. They're in 42 states, 2,500 communities. I mean, you know, if we let the FBI get rid of them, you could find all these guys. They're all tattooed.
Jerry, I've seen them working in the drive-thru at McDonald's.
And, you know, of course, they're gangs. They do this killing that occurred up here in New Jersey, where I live, you know, the kids that were shot in the back of the head, execution style.
Right.
Well, there were machetes involved. That was a gang killing. That's MS-13. Mm-hmm. You think that'll ever get reported?
No, certainly not.
You know, and with a drug war raging across the border, the $250 billion business, you know, they're not going to let a few journalists get in the way of stopping that.
No.
You know, they're going to open that border, and the campaign contributions are going to flow. And if it doesn't, the Bush administration is going right along with it. I mean, Bush has already announced that his exit strategy is to join his father and Bill Clinton on the famous ex-president speaking tour and start collecting fees from Dubai and all the other multinational corporations and criminal states that'll fund them to come over and speak. I guess, would a Bill Clinton make $50 million on speaking tours?
Yeah.
I mean, the amount of money that's involved here on this globalist agenda and the drug underbelly of the globalist agenda really can't be ignored. We do that to our detriment. Say, oh, it's okay, you know, it's just we're xenophobes if we don't like Mexicans. No, that's nonsense. I speak Spanish. I'm married to a woman who's from Argentina, legally here since she was 16. I don't hate Spanish culture. I'm not real fond of a drug culture becoming part of the United States.
Right.
I'm not real fond of having MS-13 in 42 states and 2,500 communities. I don't think that's particularly healthy. I'm not in favor of merging with Mexico and adopting Mexico's corruption. Now, they've got a lot of millionaires and billionaires in Mexico, probably more proportionally than any other country in the world. They won't take care of their own poverty program. They're going to ship it to us. Carlos Slim, which I think is a wonderful name for the wealthiest guy in the world in Mexico, Slim, that's wonderful. He's not going to spend any of his billions helping Mexico's impoverished masses. He's going to ship them north.
Right.
A big sign in his office that says, "Go north. Go north. Don't come to my... Go north."
And here's your government pamphlets on how to do it.
Right. American middle class is dumb enough. They'll pay your social welfare benefits. Don't expect me to. I've got millions and billions. I'm taking care of me, number one.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, proportionally, they have more millionaires and billionaires. And the thing is that the second largest piece of their economy is the money going back from illegals here in the United States.
Well, that's right. I mean, that and drugs prop up Mexico's economy. And, Mexico intends to keep it that way. Why George Bush is in love with Mexico, I do not know. I have no explanation for that. But if he continues to talk about, I've been writing about this, I'll have another article about it at WorldNet Daily tomorrow, because, we're all called conspiracy theorists for talking about this. How is it a conspiracy theory to talk about MS-13 being in 42 states? All I've got to do is quote the FBI on it. I'll give you the number of the guy in the FBI who oversees the gang program. Call him up.
Mm-hmm.
I have. I've gone to the meeting in El Salvador, and I've sat there in Spanish listening to the countries, one after the other, in Central America, talk about how MS-13 is all through Central America, going back and forth across the border with the United States like a revolving door. They're running guns back now into Central America. They buy guns up here and they run them down there.
Mm-hmm.
And when you've got the criminal gangs working together with the drug cartels, the Department of Homeland Security was there at that meeting in El Salvador. Guess who they say now is in the middle of the mix? Al-Qaeda. Of course, Al-Qaeda's not going to miss out on a criminal party like this.
Well, sure. But Jerry, the overriding question here, you've been writing a long time. I think your PhD is in political science. What happened to the media in this country?
Multinational corporations, money.
Yeah.
There's probably about 5 or 6 multinational corporations that control the majority of the media in the United States, and they're already multinational corporations. They don't want the American public waking up to this agenda until it's done.
I mean, how do you feel about, you and a handful of others are the only ones doing any type of investigative journalism whatsoever, when even just 30 years ago, there was a ton of investigative journalism going on. Now today there's very few.
Nobody has the courage to do it anymore. They're worried about, their jobs and their retirement plans, and they don't want to offend anybody. They don't want to be called any names.
Yeah.
They don't want to be called conspiracy theorists. I mean, look, virtually the President of the United States is calling me out up in Montebello, me and others. I mean, Montebello, Quebec, he's up there being asked by Fox, a little snide question from a Fox reporter, who says, is the Security and Prosperity Partnership an agenda to create a North American Union and NAFTA superhighways? And Bush does not answer the question. Instead, what he does is he, makes some of his smirky faces, which he's very good at, and says, no, anybody who thinks that's a conspiracy theorist. Well, ridicule is the last refuge of a scoundrel in an argument. They ridicule you, it's because they don't want you to anyone to listen to what you've said. They want to, call your name and embarrass you. I'm sitting 2 rows. I had press credentials from WorldNet Daily to be at that meeting. I'm sitting 2 rows behind the reporter who asked the question. And I'm thinking to myself, this is as good as when Bill Clinton denied he had sex with that woman.
Right.
They got the three amigos up here in the stand. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars with security to get themselves up to this meeting. And they're saying, we're not doing anything up here except talking about jelly beans.
Yeah, and it's good to know those are going to flow freely now.
Yeah, right.
I was really worried.
The problem with the jelly beans, and this is the kind of thing, and of course, Harper used that. He said, we're just, you know, there's a guy up here with the North American Competitiveness Council, which is the 30 multinational corporations that are handpicked by the Chambers of Commerce that get to meet in private with the working group bureaucrats of the three countries and the leaders, no press involved, no labor unions, no public advocates. And he said, well, he's a jelly bean manufacturer, and he wants common standards for the contents of jelly beans in Canada and the United States. Well, you know, one of the reasons we don't have common standards is we don't want red dye 3 or whatever it is in our
right.
jelly beans. You know, and if we have common standards all the way across, I'm sure Canada will be happy to use all the pesticides we allow to be put on our food and all of the chemical additives we put into our. But, you know, we don't want to upset the multinational corporations on their road to unbridled profits.
No, back in just a minute. Our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. The telephone number, if you'd like to participate tonight, is 800-313-9443. That is 800-313-9443. Back in just a moment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity, where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Just
here on the Midnight Rider on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443. That is 1-800-343-9443. That number good both from the United States and Canada as well. So feel free to join us on the conversation tonight. We'll start taking calls at the top of the hour. And the chat room is open as well. Just go to the website midnightridershow.com. That is www.midnightridershow.com. And just click on the chat link and you, boom, pick a name and you're chatting with like-minded individuals. Jerry, real quick, let's touch on this this Abu Dhabi thing.
Right.
We have more and more of this foreign investment that's coming about through this country. But in the case of their investment with the Carlyle Group, again, more and more of these ties to these Arab nations back to the Bush family.
Well, that's right. I mean, the Abu Dhabi, their investment firm is buying 7.5% of the Carlyle Group. Carlyle Group was created. It's Reagan Defense Administrative Officials. George H.W. Bush has been a senior advisor. They've made, I'm sure, millions. Carlyle Group's private, and they don't report the details. Also, James Baker, former Secretary of State, another senior advisor. And so now, you know, the Carlyle Group gets in bed with Abu Dhabi, which is one of the Emirates and the UAE. And they're attending the secret conference tomorrow at the Waldorf in New York. I've got an article on that running on WorldNet Daily right now, to buy infrastructure in the United States. Carlyle Group is teaching the states in the next couple of days, one of the investment banks, about 300 Department of Transportation officials from the various states. Lawyers and investment bankers are meeting to teach the states how to create these PPP partnerships, selling our highway infrastructure as toll roads to foreign investment interests. And the Carlyle Group's got a $1 billion fund. They're going to participate. And you'll end up with Abu Dhabi owning roads in the United States. At the same time, Dubai, another one of the Emirates, is making a 20% investment into own 20% of NASDAQ, one of our two top stock markets. And nobody seems to care about this. You know, we're going to have the stock market now settle trades based on Islamic law, Sharia. They treat corporations in the Islamic world a little bit different than they do in the United States.
Right.
And, you know, what are we going to have? Foot washes installed now not only at the airports but at the NASDAQ market, so the Muslims are not going to be inconvenienced when they come on over to own 20% of NASDAQ.
Was that trade made with your left hand or your right hand?
Well, exactly. I mean, see, America's increasingly for sale. It's going to become like the UK. You know, everything's going to be owned by foreigners.
Well, we're broke.
We're broke, and I read about that too. The dollar. This whole plan, which I predicted in Lake Great USA, the dollar is going to collapse to create the Amero, our new regional currency. Well, the dollar is at the lowest it's ever been historically against the euro, and it's going lower.
Yeah, we'll pick that up on the other side here. Back in just a minute, our guest is Dr. Jerome Corsi. We're talking about the North American Union, the dollar, and his book, The Lake Great USA. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. We'll start taking your calls here right on the other side.